why is the Rambam, why is he focusing in, on this whole idea that Mashiach has to be a natural occurrence, right? And it can't break the laws of nature. Why? What's the problem? What's the big deal? He says you shouldn't, he keeps on telling us again, don't think that Mashiach has to make miracles. The Mashiach is not going to be miracles. Nothing's going to change. Why? In the famous Sicha in Chelek Yud Ches of Parsha of Lekutei Sichas, which is also in the Dvar Malchus that the Rebbe gave out on Tesvav Iyar. So the Rebbe explains over there that the definition of Mashiach, according to the Rambam, is it's the time when we're going to have the Shleimus of Torah Mitzvahs. It's the time when we're going to have the ultimate perfection of Torah Mitzvahs. Since we'll have a king who's a descendant of David HaMelech, he'll bring back the Malchus Beis David, the Davidic dynasty, and all he'll bring back all of the Jews to Eretz Yisrael, and through him we'll be able to have all of the mitzvahs. We'll be able to have Karbonis and Shemitah and Yovel and all these things. So that's the definition of Mashiach. Now that we understand that the whole concept of Mashiach is that to bring back the Shleimus, to bring back the ultimate perfection of Torah mitzvahs. If you're going to tell me that Mashiach has to make wonders and miracles, what are you telling me? If that's also part of the defining quality of Mashiach, what are you telling me? You're telling me that in order to have the Shleimus of Torah and Mitzvahs, you need to change the world. You need to have a miraculous world. You need to make wonders and miracles. That means the world the way it is cannot have the Shleimus of Torah and Mitzvahs. That's what you're saying. You're saying that Mashiach, who's about the Shleimus of Torah and Mitzvahs, he needs to make wonders and miracles. Otherwise, he's not Mashiach. Otherwise, he's not Mashiach. That means you're telling me these two things go hand in hand. That the only way to bring back the Shleimus of Torah and Mitzvahs is through changing the world, through altering the course of nature. But that's not the point. The point of Torah and Mitzvahs is that the world, the way it is now, the world, the way it's operating according to the natural order, in this world, we can have Shleimus of Torah and Mitzvahs. In this world, we can have Torah and Mitzvahs the way it is. So if a person is going to say that you have to change, the Mashiach has to change the world in order to make that happen, the Rebbe is saying it's like bestirah to the fact, to Nitzchias HaTorah. What is Nitzchias HaTorah about? The eternity of Torah. Not just that, oh, if Hashem wants, he can make a miracle and change the world, and then we could be able to fulfill the Torah Mitzvahs. Nitzchias HaTorah means that Hashem gave the Torah in this world, that we should be able to fulfill the Torah in this world the way it is. Not that we have to change the world in order for it to make it happen. Even if, let's say, a miracle, like, it's not literally going to happen, right? But the very fact that one day, let's say, Mashiach is going to show up, and suddenly, okay, everybody close up shop. Now we're just going to do what the Rambam describes is going to happen when Mashiach comes, that lo ye'esek kol ha'olam kulei, elo ladasas Hashem b'levad. All we're going to do is sit and learn about Hashem, right? So obviously, if you can imagine such a thing happening, that would be like the biggest, that'd be like the biggest miracle, right? Even though it didn't technically alter any laws of creation. So says the Rebbe, this concept of knowing Hashem also, so to say, had to come in a progressive way. So how did it come in a progressive way? The Rebbe is saying we're ready for Mashiach, right? It's here. So how did it happen? Gilui Achsidus. The fact that Chassidus was revealed, and the fact that now there's so many people who are learning about Hashem, Ladasas Hashem, so now this is, so to say, preparing the world for that state of Lo Yeitzah Kol Olam Kulei, El Ladasas Hashem B'Levad, of only knowing Hashem.